This week, the National Cotton Council's president and CEO, Dr. Gary Adams, testified before the House Agriculture Committee at a hearing that was focused on foreign agriculture subsidies and the impact that those policies have on U.S. farmers and the ability for the U.S. to continue to pursue and approve free trade agreements. Reese Langley, vice president of Washington Operations for the Council, was in attendance of the hearing, and he joins us to share what Dr. Adams focused on in his testimony.
Dr. Adams focused on the current economic situation in the U.S. cotton industry, the challenges that cotton producers and others within the industry are facing throughout the infrastructure, and highlighted a number of countries that are major cotton producers and exporters and the policies that they have in place that are leading to the current market dynamics in the global fiber trade and the impact that's having here on U.S. producers. The other industries that were represented at the hearing included the U.S. dairy industry, U.S. sugar industry, and grains and oilseeds.
And in specific,
the testimony highlighted policies in place in India, China, Pakistan, and Brazil, as well as the challenge of the ongoing anti-dumping case that Turkey has filed against U.S. cotton exporting companies.
The committee members were active in the hearing, according to Langley.
A number of committee members posed questions to Dr. Adams about more details and specifics on the challenges that cotton is facing and opportunities and ways that the House Agriculture Committee, Congress as a whole, and our trade negotiators can work moving forward to try to address some of the significant issues that are harming the U.S. cotton industry.